Chapter 55. Tipton never knew that he had gazed down upon his Delta Force comrades. What he also didn't know was that the men were suffering all the creature comforts of a medieval dungeon. Zack's security team had carefully stripped the commandos of their weapons and communication gear before marching them onto the deck of the barge, along with the Polar Dawn's crew. The Americans were then unceremoniously forced at gunpoint into a small storage hold at the bow of the barge. As the last captive was forced down the hold's steel steps, Roman glanced back to see two men hoisting the Zodiac inflatables aboard and securing them along the stern rail. In the only sign of pity shown the captives, two cases of bottled water, frozen solid in the cold, were tossed into the hold before its heavy steel door was slammed shut. The door's locking turn lever was flung over, then the rattling of a chain could be heard securing the lever in place. Standing silently inside the freezing black bay, the men as one felt an impending sense of doom hanging over them. Then a penlight popped on, and soon another. Roman found his in a chest pocket and twisted it on, thankful that he had something of use that hadn't been confiscated. The multiple beams scanned the bay, taking in the scared faces of the 45 other men. Roman noticed that the hold was not large. There was an open hatchway on the stern bulkhead in addition to the locked hatch through which they had entered. Two high coils of thick mooring line were stacked in one corner, while a small mountain of tires lined one bulkhead. The grimy, worn tires were extra hull bumpers, used to line the barge when at dock. As he took inventory, Roman heard the powerful diesel engines of the adjacent icebreaker fire up and then idle with a deep rumble. Roman turned his light toward the crew of the Polar Dawn. "Is the captain amongst you?" he asked. A distinguished-looking man with a gray Van Dyke beard stepped forward. "I'm Murdoch, ex-captain of the Polar Dawn." Roman introduced himself and recited his mission orders. Murdoch cut him off. "Captain, it was an admirable effort to rescue us. But pardon me if I don't thank you for freeing us from the hands of the Canadian Mounties," he said dryly, waving an arm around the dank confinement. "We were obviously not anticipating outside interference," Roman replied. "Do you know who these people are?" "I might well ask you the same question," Murdoch replied. "I know that a private firm runs these icebreakers as commercial escort ships under license from the Canadian government. They evidently own the barges, too. Why they would have armed security and an interest in taking us hostage, I have no clue." Roman was equally stumped. His pre-mission intelligence outlined no threats besides the Canadian Navy and the mounted police. It just didn't make sense. The men heard the icebreaker's engines throttle higher, then felt a slight jar as the lead ship pulled away from the dock, towing the barge with it. After clearing the port waters, the engine revolutions increased again, and the confined men could begin to feel the barge pitch and roll as they entered the choppy waters of Coronation Gulf. "Captain, any speculation as to where they might be taking us?" Roman asked. Murdoch shrugged. "We are a considerable distance from any significant points of civilization. I wouldn't think that they would leave Canadian waters, but that could still leave us in for a long, cold ride." Roman heard some grunting and kicking across the hold and shined his light up the entry steps. On the landing, Sergeant Bjorquez was wrestling with the door, slamming his weight against the hatch lever before releasing a string of profanities. Noting the beam of light on him, he straightened up and faced Roman.
"No go on the door, sir. The outside lever is chained tight. We'd need a blowtorch to get this thing off."
"Thanks, Sergeant." Roman turned to Murdoch. "Is there another way out of here?" Murdoch pointed to the open hatchway facing the stern.
"I'm sure that leads down a ladder into the number one hold. This tub has four holds, each big enough to park a skyscraper in. There should be an interior passageway from one hold to the next, accessible by climbing down that ladder and up another on the opposite side."
"What about the main hatch covers? Any chance of prying them off?"
"No way, not without a crane. Each one probably weighs 3 tons. I would think our only chance is out the stern. There's probably a similar hold or separate access way to the main deck." He stared at Roman with resolve. It will take some time to search with just a penlight. Bjorkes, Roman called. The sergeant quickly materialized alongside. Accompany the captain aft, Roman ordered. Find us a way out of this rat hole. Yes, sir, Bjorkes replied smartly. Then with a wink to his superior, he added, Worth a stripe? Roman smirked. At least one. Now get moving. A glimmer of hope seemed to inspire all of the men, Roman included. But then he remembered Murdoch's comment about a long voyage and realized the Arctic environment was still going to offer them a fight for survival. Walking about the hold once more, he began plotting how to keep everyone from freezing to death.